Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hurricane Irma continuing its move toward the U.S. state of Florida with powerful winds and heavy rains. Crossing the Caribbean, Irma left at least 23 people dead, catastrophic destruction everywhere. Cuba, the U.S. territory of Puerto Rico, and the two-island nation of Antigua Barbuda were pounded, with Barbuda virtually flattened. This man was in Antigua and just arrived back in London, spoke with Sky News.
It just makes you think, because the people that are out there, they're so limited. They don't have enough resources, they don't have enough help. And the hurricane has been 3 days now, 4 days, and now they're picking up the pieces and they're anticipating another one. I think a lot more should be done from us worldwide to help them out. And the people over there, they need it.
Barbuda is now bracing for impact from Category 4 Hurricane Jose. And back to Florida, where nearly 7 million people, about a quarter of the population, were asked to evacuate ahead of Hurricane Irma's landfall later today. Highest sustained winds for that storm now about 230 kilometers per hour. North Korea marking the 69th anniversary of the founding of the nation. There were ceremonies, fanfare, international community watched as another potential missile test was threatened. North Korea had a history of using its military technology to mark significant holidays. The head of the UN peacekeeping force says that rising ethnic tensions in Central African Republic are likely to spur greater conflict between the Muslim and Christian communities unless action is taken to defuse the situation. This is VOA News.